Welcome to episode 5 from the Business English Marketing mini-series, and in this episode, we will focus on price. We talked about the 4 P's of marketing, which are the product, price, place, and promotion. We talked about product in the previous episode. Today, we will talk about price. So first, let's talk about pricing. Now, we have some words that I want you to know about when it comes to pricing. And to do that, we will pretend that we have the owner of Allmart and the owner of Luxmart, and they say different things. And then we will stop and talk about specific words they use that are very useful and that will add to our understanding of pricing. So let's start with the owner of Allmart.
As you know, our goods are low priced, and this permanently low pricing means we charge low prices all the time. Our competitors say their goods are more expensive because they provide customer service, but we believe that our customers are interested in cheap products and don't want to pay extra for service. It is true that we have loss leaders. We have a policy of selling our goods below the official list price or recommended retail price. This policy of discounting has been very successful.
So, before we talk about what the owner of Luxmart says, let's start with a couple of key words that you could hear in what the owner of Allmart said. He said, our goods are low priced. This is self-explanatory, of course, low price and high price. But here, low price, and he talked about the low pricing. This permanently low pricing means, what is the meaning of low pricing? That means they charge less or low prices all the time. And of course, we have the words expensive and cheap. But here I want to focus on the expression loss leaders. He said, it is true that we have loss leaders. Now, what is the meaning of loss leaders? Loss leaders are cheap items which are there to attract customers. These are loss leaders. And he said that they sell below the official list price. The list price is the price that you can find on the product packaging sometimes, or sometimes we have the recommended retail price. Retail, we will talk more about wholesale and retail when we talk about place. But for now, the retail price is for consumers, not for selling a large amount of the product to companies, for example, or to other resellers or sellers. So they sell below the list price or the recommended retail price. Now, the policy of discounting. Discounting means selling at a discount to the list price. So remember, again, we have here low priced, low pricing. We can use the word charge. And of course, we have the word loss leaders, the expression loss leaders, to talk about the cheap items that are there to attract customers. And we have the list price, the recommended retail price, and discounting. Now, that is what the owner of Allmart said. What about the owner of Luxmart?
Allmart's goods are cheap. Our top quality goods are high priced. I agree. But we have high levels of customer service. In fact, most of our goods are mid-priced. But Allmart are undercutting us on some products.
Here, we have the word cheap. Of course, you know what cheap means. That means low priced, but not of a high quality. That is very important. When you talk about goods and say cheap, you're not just talking about the price. You insinuate that these are low priced, but not of high quality. They're not just cheap. So when you talk about cheap prices, remember, this thing goes hand in hand with quality. That's what you mean by it when we talk about pricing. Remember, we're talking about pricing in the context of marketing. We're not just talking about prices as we just go to the supermarket and we say, this is cheap and this is expensive. That's different. We're talking about pricing in the context of marketing. Then the owner of Luxmart said that their top quality goods are high priced. Now, this is obviously the opposite of low priced. This is another way of saying expensive. Remember that we have high priced goods and we have low priced goods. We're not talking about overpriced goods. Overpriced, that's something else. Overpriced, that means a lot more expensive than they should. That is overpriced. That is another thing that you can add to the words you're learning about pricing. But here I'm also interested in what he said about mid-priced. Now, we have low-priced, we have high-priced, we have mid-priced. And obviously, mid-priced means not cheap and not expensive. So it's not always either low-priced or high-priced. We have low-priced goods, we have high-priced goods, and we have something in the middle. These are mid-priced goods. And he also used a very interesting verb. He said, Allmart are undercutting us on some products. Undercut. What is the meaning of undercut? That means sell the same ones at lower prices than us. They sell the same products we sell, but at lower prices. If a company does that, that means they're undercutting you on some products. They're undercutting, selling at lower prices, the same things at lower prices. Now, let's continue talking about prices, and we will learn some word combinations with the word price. We have price boom, price controls, price cut, price hike, price war, and price tag. Let's start with price boom. When we talk about a price boom, that is when prices are rising quickly to the benefit of sellers, of course. That is a price boom. What about price controls? Price controls, that is the government efforts to limit the amount by which prices increase. And that is very important sometimes, because if you put no controls, there can be no limits, and the price boom may go on and on until you can't buy the products anymore. So price controls are government efforts to limit the amount by which prices increase. What about a price cut? A price cut simply is a reduction on the price. That is a price cut. What about a price hike? Now, we know hike. We know that's like walking. Price hike is an increase, especially one not wanted by the buyer. And this is a special term used by journalists. Maybe it's not as big as a price boom, but it is an increase nonetheless. Because a boom, remember, it's a quick increase. The prices are rising quickly. Now, hike here, it doesn't have to be quick because it's a hike. Remember, it's not a boom. A hike is a slow walk. It's not a fast one, but it is an increase nonetheless. And there is the price war. Now, that is when competing companies reduce prices in response to each other. Company A starts reducing the prices of its goods, products, whatever, or services. Then company B, because it's competing with company A, they reduce the products as well. And they continue doing that. Well, that happens to the benefit of buyers, not to the benefit of sellers, of course. The price boom happens to the benefit of sellers, but a price war usually benefits the buyers because the prices go down when there is a price war. And finally, there is a price tag. And that is the label attached to goods showing the price and also simply means the price. Now, when you want to know the price of something, you look at the price tag. So remember, these are combinations that we use with the word price, with the noun price. And these are very important. We talked about the price boom, price controls, price cut, price hike, price war, and price tag. Now, to finish this episode, let's talk about upmarket, downmarket, mass markets, and niches. So let's start with upmarket and downmarket. Now, products exist in different models. Take skis, for example. Some are basic and others are more sophisticated and exclusive. The cheapest skis are low end or bottom end. That's what we call the cheapest line of a product or range of a product. Low end or bottom end. The most expensive ones are high end, top end, or premium products. So we can call the cheap ones, the cheap range in a product, we can call it the low end or the bottom end. The most expensive, that's the high-end, top-end, or premium products. And these are designed for very expensive users or people with a lot of money. The cheapest entry-level skis are intended for beginners. We call them entry-level. These are people who've never used or who've never bought skis before. And here, remember, we're talking about skis as just an example. It applies to any other product you can think of. So we have the cheapest entry-level skis. These are intended for beginners who have never bought skis before. And those in between are called mid-range. So we have low-end, we have high-end or premium, and we have mid-range. We also have entry-level. That is what you need to begin with. If you just want to learn how to ski, you wouldn't want to go and buy premium unless you're very rich and you don't care about money. But usually, just because you're trying it out or you're just learning, you would want to buy some entry-level skis. And if you find that you like it, and you want to buy something a little bit more expensive, but not premium products yet, not high-end, not top-end yet, you can go to mid-range products. Those are in between. We call them mid-range. Now, as you grow more experienced, and maybe because you just love skiing, you don't have to be a professional skier, you just need to love it and to have some experience in it, you might want to buy more sophisticated skis to replace the basic ones you have. If you do that, we call that trading up. Or moving upmarket. That is the upmarket and the downmarket. So if you trade up or you move upmarket, you buy more sophisticated products than the basic ones that you have. In our example, it's skis. It can be anything else. Now, if you buy cheaper skis after buying more expensive ones, might seem a little bit strange, but it happens. it's the opposite. That means you trade down or you move down market. So remember, you can trade up or move up market if you buy the more sophisticated line of products, or if you go down, if you buy cheaper products after you've already had the expensive ones, that means you trade down or you move down market. But down market is a very special word. If you say that something is down market, if you describe it as down market, not move down market or trade down, if you say that something is down market, that often shows disapproval. You're criticizing this thing. For example, if a publisher takes a newspaper down market, that's a totally different thing. That's not just buying something cheaper. That is making something cheaper. In our example here, if a publisher takes a newspaper down market, they make it more popular but less cultural. So that is in an attempt maybe to increase the number of readers. Now, of course, here it depends on your point of view. Some people might see that as the correct move because you're simply selling more, and some people might see that as a bad move because you're making your newspaper less cultural but more popular. Well, it's up to you to think whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. But if something like this happens, we can say that somebody takes a newspaper down market or takes the company down market. Maybe you're selling some high-end products, and then a manager comes along and he makes some decisions to change the high-end products or to replace the high-end products with some low-end products. So if that happens, that means this manager takes the company down market. Now, again, whether this is something to criticize or not, whether to say it's good or not, it's up to you. But the word down market in this context is usually used to show disapproval. You don't use it to say that something is good. You usually use it to criticize things. Now let's move to mass markets and niches. Now, mass market is used to talk about goods that sell in large quantities and the people who buy them. For example, family cars. And a niche is a group of buyers with specific requirements that is relatively small, but that may be profitable for companies that sell to it. For example, sports cars. So here, if you think about cars like Ford Focus and other commercial cars, these are considered part of the mass market. They produce millions of these cars every year. And I'm not just talking about Ford, by the way, just an example. It could be some models of BMW, Mercedes, Volkswagen, Nissan, Toyota, etc. All these companies have lines, they have product lines for mass market. They produce these models of cars by the thousands or even millions every year. That is the mass market because usually the price is acceptable, is reasonable. I'm not going to say cheap because these cars don't have to be cheap, but they have to be reasonable. And that is why you make a lot of them because you can sell a lot of them. But if you talk about a niche, that is a group of buyers with specific requirements. Think of Lamborghini, think of Ferrari, think of Koenigsegg, think of all these fancy cars. You don't find a lot of these cars because not everybody can buy these cars at the price tag they're at. They're very expensive, but that's a niche market. It's not for everybody. Now, some companies, talking about cars, some car companies, they have both. They have models for the mass market and models for niche markets. For example, Mercedes. Mercedes has a lot of models for the mass market, but they have the Maybach, for example, that's not for everybody. A car that costs $600,000 or even more, depends on the model, that's not for everybody. That's a niche market. So that is the difference between mass market and niche market. So remember, up market, down market, mass markets, and niche markets. And by the way, niche, I know some of you will say that we've heard this word before. It's called niche and not niche. Well, actually, it is pronounced both ways. Niche is good. Niche is okay. Just choose the one you like the best and stick to it. So with that being said, that'll be everything for this episode. We talked about pricing. We talked about different word combinations with the noun price. And we talked about upmarket, downmarket, mass market, and niche market or niche market. So remember, if you want to practice what you're learning here, there is the booklet that I have provided with the miniseries, both on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, and on our Patreon page. So if you want to practice what you're learning, go to this PDF downloadable booklet and practice the part that has to do with the price with episode 5. This is your host, Danny. Thank you very much for listening to another episode from our miniseries about business English marketing. We're still going to talk about place, promotion, and e-commerce. So please complete the series because by completing the series, you will have a very good idea about what marketing is and, more importantly, the language you need to talk about marketing in a business English context. This is your host, Danny. Thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll see you in the next episode.